Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg and I were just talking a little while ago about, oh my gosh, where's the time going? We're at the end of September already. And that, of course, reminds us that good things happen at the end of September. And one is the pumpkin patch. Good morning and welcome, Pastor Chris from the Gainesville Church of God. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bob. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me back in into the show to talk about Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child, and meeting the needs for some kids here getting locally in the community and around the world.
And you were getting to test your patience a little bit with Gainesville area traffic. It's always a good time, but we're glad you made it here in plenty of time. And yes, once again, Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child is going to be underway Saturday morning, right?
That's right. This Saturday morning at 9 a.m. we open up for our 15th year. We're really expecting a great year, a great opportunity to invest in our community and to meet some needs.
If you've ever traveled up and down Northwest 39th Avenue, a major corridor in Gainesville, and you can't miss it. The pumpkin patch from the end of September all the way through October 31st, you can't miss the amount of pumpkins, the variety of pumpkins, and all the other things that you bring to the table to make it such a wonderful experience for anybody that gets involved and the families. And so there's no charge for this, right?
Absolutely not. We invite everybody to come in, have some low-tech fun, take pictures for their social media. We have a lot of new photo ops this year, some new stuff for kids to do, and just to enjoy family time or time outside. And no tablets, no game stations, just plenty of good old-fashioned fun and excitement. And at the same time, it's a win-win. You get to help somebody else out in need at the same time.
If you're listening to this message right now, the biggest thing you need to remember is Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child. .com because all the pertinent information that you're going to need is in there. But since I have you here, Pastor Chris, so who benefits from this event?
Sure, we have communities, organizations here in the community, the Backpack Program, the Alachua Food for Kids Program. There are Salvation Army, other organizations around here, the Heart of Florida Youth Ranch, and other organizations that we support here locally, as well as 22 countries around the world. 100% of the proceeds from the patch, none of it stays in our church or our organization. 100% of the proceeds go back out to other places to help hungry kids around the world.
So you've got, I know Guatemala benefits. The Navajo tribe is where you actually get the pumpkins, so they benefit.
Exactly right. New Mexico, the Navajo Indian reservation out there, the Navajo tribe, they grow all of our pumpkins, and that by us being in partnership with them, we were able to help them as well. Plus, there's a lot of like places around the world, the former Soviet bloc countries, a lot of those countries we're involved in because there's a lot of poverty in those places now.
Try to get Bibles in there and stuff?
We do. We try to sow the good news of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ as well as meet a felt need in those people's lives. And we find that when we are feeding people's children or meeting people's felt needs, it opens up an opportunity for us to be able to tell them about the good news.
Yeah. And look, and I want to give people more information. I just quickly, I know you've been a pastor for a long time and very active in the community, are you feeling any effects of Charlie Kirk, of Turning Point USA, of just, how his group has grown to begin with, and then obviously being in the news with the awful assassination, but what followed it, members of politicians getting up there and speaking from the heart about their faith. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, I guess? And are you feeling any effect in terms of, people attending church?
When it happened, one of the first things I said in our church is I felt like that the devil overplayed his hand. I really feel like in the attempt to silence a voice, it just released a lot of people to proclaim their faith, from the vice president or Marco Rubio, in essence, sharing the gospel story in a minute and a half at the end of his speech at the memorial service. I really feel like it's released people who may have even been hesitant to talk about their faith or people to re-engage their faith, have now stepped up and said, I feel like prodigals are coming home, people are coming back to church, and I really feel like it's what the enemy meant for evil, God's turned around for good. That's the way I feel about it, and that's what I'm seeing.
I mean, back in the day, you know, when I was growing up, Ronald Reagan made it cool to wave the flag and talk about God again. I mean, you know, and I felt the effects of that, and I benefited from the effects of that. And I see that kind of wave coming back to America. And I mean, I guess you just encapsulated with the things that you're talking about. Yeah, people who maybe have gotten away from the faith a little bit. And I always try to reach out to people and say, you know, there's some people who are anti-religious, and there may be a reason for that. They may have had a very bad experience either with a church or with people involved in a church or with relatives who were, quote unquote, churchgoers who maybe weren't living up to their best standards and they were mistreated by those people. I try to tell them, look for that personal relationship first. Get that, and then that will help you to find a church that's a good fit for you. Is that good advice?
That's excellent advice. I think that, you know, it's all about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I am impressed or amazed that I never thought in my lifetime I'd see politicians, people, like I said, the statements by Marco Rubio that are so overtly spiritual and personal about their relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's really what we're interested in.
Well, when I talk about Donald Trump, and, you know, I remember evangelicals all upset, no, this guy is not good and he doesn't represent this and that. And I said, God calls the unqualified, because I learned that. And I mean, you were a state trooper. Who would have known you'd be running a very successful church now?
Well, I'm honored for that, for you to say that. I'm thankful that God does qualify us. He takes those people who are willing to be used by him, and he qualifies us. And that's what the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ is all about.
And it's about giving back. We've all been blessed. And it's fun when you can give back and you get something out of it, like a pumpkin. You get your pumpkins from the Navajos in New Mexico. You mentioned that.
Yes, sir.
I want to know the secret. I have a pumpkin from 6 years ago that's still perfect.
It is crazy how much longer
they last.
We were having that conversation the other day. You, I, and somebody else here, I think it might have been, it doesn't matter. We all came to that same conclusion.
Yeah.
It's like, it's amazing how long that thing sat on my back porch. It looks great.
It used to be like 2 days after, Halloween or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
That thing was rotten.
Right. Yeah.
It was rotten out there. But I don't know whatever it is, but these things are sturdy. Sturdy pumpkins.
Well, thank you for saying that. We got some other stuff like the fresh-baked pumpkin bread. I bought a little sample in here today.
Oh, is that new? Pumpkin bread?
Yeah, our favorite.
We want to bless people with that as well. And stuff. We added some other concessions like fresh squeezed lemonade and some other things like that. We want to invite you out. Try it again for the first time. If you've been before, come back. We got some new stuff out there. We got a new inflatable for those people who have children. And all the proceeds go, like I said, to help those in need. So we wanted to bless you, but we wanted to bless some other people as well.
Well, if my grandson gets anywhere close to town, of course, you know, they live in the Tampa Bay area, but what a photo op that would be. So think about that. Bounce houses, cornhole, football toss. It's a great family environment. And bring the kids, giant inflatable slide. They got, who's the guy brings out all the tomater and all that? You've got
Coates.
James Coates always helps us out. He's been a big supporter of our endeavor. Brought Tomater out from the beginning, and he brings out on Superhero Day. He'll bring out a lot of Star Wars characters and memorabilia. It's a really an amazing day.
And I will say, and we've kind of glossed over it this time, but we've talked about it so much in the past. The pumpkin bread is worth the event in itself. If you just drive there and get pumpkin bread, you will thank us later, and it all goes to these great causes. Pastor Chris, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob, you, Greg, Nick, for always in supporting our endeavor.
Nick,
and for
we're not
helping
sharing
us with
bread
Bob
with Nick.
No.
We'll If he's not here, we can't break bread with him, and we're not going to send it to him either. Although, actually, you did last year.
We mailed him some or shipped him some last year.
Make him work for it, man. Make him get it.
Yeah, come on.
He's a good guy. He's been really good to us. So we
we've heard that.
Yeah, he told us.
Thank you, Pastor Chris. Hey, bottom line, ready? Buy a pumpkin, feed a child.com. Mm-hmm. All the information you need right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.